Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hello and welcome. Yes, it is that time of the week, the time that we enjoy so much. It is the time that we sit back, relax, and we turn it over to our esteemed colleague. That's what we're calling her now. She is simply known to the rest of the world as the governor, former governor of the great state of Arizona, Jan Brewer. Hello, governor.
Well, hello there.
Governor, it's great to talk to you. I think we should start out talking about who's going to be the next governor of Arizona, because Ducey will be done next year in November. And we've got all five GOP candidates who don't believe Biden won Arizona. So are we going to go through this, you know, this craziness again with, you know, far right Republicans? Are they anti-vax as well? Do they all believe that Biden lost Arizona? Are they all into this audit? Because I got to tell you, as an independent, I have no problem voting for a Republican or a Democrat, but a far left or far right candidate, I ain't voting for. And it looks like all five of these GOP candidates are far right.
Well, you know, elections are very, very interesting, because we know that the base in Arizona, because we are such a red state, that we lean very, very right in the primary. Then they've got to be able to pivot to win the general. And that's going to be very, very difficult. But as far as Biden and our candidate, I think what they've said, at least that's what I've gleaned, maybe you have different information, but it's like they're kind of all kind of waiting to see what the audit's going to tell them. Now, I happen to believe that that Biden is president, and I happen to believe that it's not going to change. And I think that we should move forward and, you know, get moving on this election and get the right person elected. And being a Republican, I, of course, would like a Republican to run and to win this office.
You know, it used to be that way, right? Like you'd run, you know, you run to the base, right? So you're out there, governor, you're running to the base, you're running to the people. And then the pivot would come. It doesn't seem to be that anymore. Now you just stay over there in the hinterlands of insanity.
Oh, you have a way of putting things so clearly.
You are right.
You know, it just, it is. The whole situation has really, really changed. And what's kind of fascinating is that only here in Arizona are people still waiting on these election results. As far as I know, Wisconsin has blown it off the chart. And so is Georgia. So we're the ones that are hanging out there. Well, you know, I'm glad people are hopeful, but it's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything.
Well, Chad, I think you nailed it. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. I think you nailed it. Nobody pivots anymore. They just stay as far as they can. I mean, we have Kimberly Yee, who's running for governor, and she's fighting Ben and Jerry's ice cream over what they're doing in Israel. We've got another guy who, in Arizona, I don't even know the guy's name, is a restaurant owner. He created the MAGA Burger. He wants to run for governor now. Is this the best that we have? Is this the best that the Republicans can come up with? Because I got to tell you that Katie Hobbs is like, this is awesome.
Well, Katie Hobbs is probably the front runner on the Democratic side. However, I don't know that. What is it? Marco Lopez. He has quite a reputation and young and energetic. So I think that they'll have their ups and downs. I don't happen to know that other guy, Lieberman or whatever. But, you know, we sort of really set Katie up with this audit kind of stuff. Like, we gave her all kinds of recognition, you know, nationally. She was able to raise money from what I hear. And, you know, everybody knows her name now. In the past, I don't think people really knew who Katie Hobbs really was. We have got to elect somebody that's going to be able to run our state and move it forward and be reasonable. And they've got to represent all the people. Just can't go in there and represent, you know, the five people that supported you. You got to represent all of the people. And they will find that out quickly. They will find it out quickly.
Yeah, they will find it out quickly. We'll find out what happens again. Yeah. It'll start to go sideways and south, I'm sure, for both sides here sooner rather than later, because money will start pouring in, and then crazy will even – it'll just give them more opportunity to be crazy. Talking to former governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer. All right, governor. Our governor right now is handing out money to people whose kids essentially don't want to wear a mask, or they don't want them to pick the schools they want to go to. This is totally how you would handle this, right?
Huh.
I didn't hear that. What is he doing? Where is he getting the money from? I don't understand. What is it?
He's going to pay parents $7,000 to put their kid in a private school with no masks. So basically, he's going to take money away from kids in schools that have kids protected with masks, but he's going to give parents money to put their kids in a school with no masks. So he's basically paying you to do the wrong thing, and then he's penalizing folks for doing the right thing.
Well, are these COVID dollars coming from the feds? Or this is not coming out of our state budget, right? Our education budget?
I'm not sure.
Well, that seems very strange to me. I can understand if he got the COVID dollars and there's no restraints on it, and the Biden Commission is going to let him do that, which doesn't make sense that they would approve that because they don't believe in school choice whatsoever at all. But I would hope that we would take care of our public school, for goodness sakes, before we start handing out $7,000 to all these other private schools. And I believe in choice. I believe in school choice. I think it's good. But I always wanted to limit it to the fact that we still need our public schools because we've got certain schools, and you all are aware that the kids don't have transportation. They don't have these charter schools. They don't fit into it. And it has been expanded since I've been out of office tremendously. And it is taking a lot of money out of our public school system. We have to guard that. I mean, our country is based on education, and so many of us, myself included, that's what I ran for office for, was public education. I mean, that was my background. I was very concerned about my kids' education, as are most parents. It would be interesting to see what the accountability is, because I know with some of the dollars for charter school, for school choice, people were taking that money at one point in time, and they were putting it in their bank account, saving it for a later time, not using it. So they were bankrolling our dollars, our state dollars. But I hope that was remedied. I just think that we need a lot of accountability when we start throwing around those kind of dollars. And, of course, I believe in parents' choice. I believe that I believe that government ought not to be telling us exactly what we need to do every day of our lives. The smaller the government, the better off we are. But we are in the pandemic, and I think maybe we should be spending maybe a couple of bucks, if you will, continuously hitting the airwaves talking about wearing masks.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewis joining us. Yeah, I mean, you've got Ducey, paying people to not wear a mask. And you've got, then you've got, what is it, Chad, Oregon? We've got the Democratic governor that says, now you have to wear a mask outside.
Outside.
I don't care if you're not around anybody. Maybe you're in a parking lot all by yourself, but you better be in a mask. And I'm looking at these politicians like DeSantis and the Democrat in Oregon, and I'm just like, you guys, I mean, we're in one of the worst times of our life with this pandemic and everything that it's brought, death and the economy and, et cetera. And we have no one that can lead. And Biden, I mean, goodness gracious, this guy has no idea what he's doing about almost anything these days.
I second that. I agree with you totally, And the bottom line now is with our kids, Gatos, is that, what was it? I read 1 in 4. Our children, little children. I mean, they're kids.
Yeah.
Whereas when it started out, they were like somewhat, protected. It was all the old folks.
Yeah.
But
if
not anymore. It's just across everything. And we got that new variant coming on. What was it? The Moo or the U?
The Moo.
Something to that effect. The
it's
moo.
The Moo, baby. It's the Moo.
You know what? I sound like my mother now. I think the end of the world is coming. I do. It's bizarre out there. Everything. It just doesn't make sense.
Where is everybody in the middle? Why can't we find people in the middle to run for office?
I don't know.
I don't
know.
I don't get it.
I'm sure there are. There's people out there that are running. So, it's early. They'll start having, as these elections start moving on, they'll define themselves. They're going to have to, and they're going to have to be very clear about it so people could understand. And I know the polling is, coming back and it's saying certain things. I don't know if I totally agree with the polling, but, I wouldn't vote that way if somebody called me up and asked me, but I don't answer those kinds of polls anyway, so.
This is crazy. It's always fun having you on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends of all ages, the former governor of the great state of Arizona, the governor, Jan Brewer. As always, governor, thanks so much for coming on today.
Well, my privilege.
Yes, it is your privilege. You have no idea what a privilege it is to be on our show.
Thanks, Governor.
Thanks, Governor.
Thank you, guys.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the 2-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
So I don't know if this is considered an unpopular opinion.
It's going
to
be.
But if you have a daughter, you need to stop calling her princess.
Nope.
If you do.
The way that Disney has branded the princess is based on her beauty as her most important asset.
Disney
this term also encourages the damsel in distress that needs to be rescued by a man. And it doesn't focus on their intelligence or integrity or any other character trait.
So that is somebody who is just, I'm sure, a barrel of laughs to hang out with. That is the mom who is scolding everybody. And she's about ready to tell us a lot of things. So get prepared. So are you prepared, Gatos?
Yes.
For certain things. Well, first of all, what should we call her? I have a three-year-old, Charlie. She's my princess, period.
Little Charlie.
And by the way, she loves princess dresses. She loves all kinds of stuff. She loves rocks. She loves lizards. And she loves to wear princess dresses, and she likes to be the princess, so let's just all deal with that. And every man will call their daughter princess. It's kind of the way it is. By the way, I call my son, he's a little prince, right? You know, okay. Wife, queen, yep. Dad, king, kind of thing. Everybody settle down. This lady's too involved.
Why don't we call girls scientists?
Because why would we do that? That's like, hey, scientist. That's like, what?
Come here, you little scientist.
Yeah, hey, man, I can't wait to go see your Bunsen burner and your beakers and what?
Engineer.
Oh, yeah. Hey, build me. What?
Doctor.
Okay.
Like, why does it have to be something cutesy? Like, oh, princess, what do you need? Like, no.
Like, no. Now it gets really good. Okay. Now, I just want you guys to know this. Again, wokeness here. Just to give you an idea of what we deal with here, Gatos, in the world of wokeness, because you're kind of getting new into the woke thing, you know.
Can't stand it.
Yeah, can't stand it.
No.
China is banning men who do not portray manliness and masculinity on television. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're doing that. What are we doing? Well, stuff like this.
My daughter's father called her princess yesterday, and I had to lecture him again.
I can't believe she's single. I mean, that's just, what? You did? You had to lecture him.
I'm at home doing the show, and there's a picture of my wife and our daughter, and she's in this little, like, gosh, she must be 3 or 4 years old. There's a picture. I'm staring at her right now. She's taking a picture with the princess at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And so our daughter in this picture, probably 3 or 4 years old. And I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And this lady's not going to tell me what I can and can't call my daughter. I don't think, you know, at 3 years old, I don't think a little girl wants to be called, you know, hey, come on over, scientist.
Hey, girl. Epidemiologist. I'd love to talk to you today. Let's have
some
fun.
Because they're not watching that stuff on TV.
No.
They're watching cartoons. They're watching stuff with princes and princesses and all that kind of thing.
Who's my little lumberjack, right? You know, who's my, I mean, so like my daughter, again, she's three. Her favorite thing is Diana. Diana and Roma are her favorite thing. And I bet if many moms and dads listen, they probably know who this is. They got young kids.
Right.
They've got God knows how many followers, but everything they do is based basically in pink, and it's princessy, and there are these Russian girls that it is crazy. But by the way, so she's lecturing pops. She's not done lecturing people. I just want you guys to know that. So, Dad, how dare you call her princess?
Because we do not use that term in this house.
No, we don't.
Even my own sisters called her princess, and I will tell them, don't call her that. Maybe I come across as very controlling, but I think it's a very harmful word, and she shouldn't look up to that term.
No, she shouldn't.
Is this one of those parents who is going to allow their three-year-old to pick their gender? Because I'm not cool with that either.
Yeah, that's the one. Do you want to be a fire engine? Oh, good. We'll let you be a fire engine then.
No.
My goodness.
This is 3 years old for crying out loud.
This is the insanity of the world we live in now. China is banning any Western influence. They're cutting down on the video games, and they're forcing masculinity on television. And we're like, you could pick your gender, and if you don't want to be called princess, because I think you should be called engineer, well, you know what? Disney princess. Oh, boy. You kind of get it, right? Like, It's fun. It's make-believe. Enough is enough. And
well, everybody wants to talk about how crazy the MAGA people are, right?
Mm-hmm.
How crazy the I don't know what you want, far right, way far right MAGA people are. Then you go way far left, and all that woke stuff is over there, and I ain't for that either, man.
But, and let me tell you something, this is the insanity. I was just watching MSNBC, the ultra-right is losing the culture wars. you guys don't understand. The ultra left is losing the culture wars. Who's winning them? Not insane people on the extremes, people like us, because we're ignoring people like that more and more, because right. just as much as the conspiracy theory loons out there on the right are out there, the crazies on the left who are saying, let's just get rid of the police altogether and
yeah.
let everybody choose their gender and they can arrest themselves. That's not going very far, and that cost them in the polls, and they're not quite getting that, because the one thing the left does more than anything else is they get just as deep inside of a echo chamber as anybody else, and that's a scary thing for sure. All right, coming up, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you guys, vaccines. 1 in 5,000 vaccinated Americans have tested positive for the vid. We're going to talk about that, because yesterday you asked me, do I know anybody who's tested positive for the vid who's had the vaccine outside of your wife? I said no. Well, that number has changed now. We shall discuss that straight ahead.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Oh, yesterday on our awesome show, which, by the way, you can grab that podcast. You know, again, it's awesome. It's incredible. It's free of charge. And subscribe to it, your Android, your iPhone. Brought to you this week, the Gatos and Chad Show podcast by your Valley Chevy dealers. You can listen to me say, because you asked a question, Gatos, how many people do you know, Chad, right. who has had a breakthrough? And I said, none. You know, outside of your wife, I've said none who've been vaccinated.
Correct.
That number has changed, my friend.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. Joining us now is the esteemed colleague of ours that is an award winner by the name of Becky Lynn. Becky, how are you feeling today? Because you have news.
I do have news. Remember that wonderful vacation I took last week?
I do.
Well, yes, I brought home something not good. Yeah, I discovered last night I have COVID.
How are you feeling?
I feel like I have a really bad cold. My head's all stopped up. I'm sneezing constantly, dry cough. And just really tired. So I've just been kind of lounging with my kitty cat here, and everybody else is staying far, far away. So, but I have to quarantine for 10 days now.
It's crazy. Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that, because, you know, this thing is, the breakthrough cases are very rare. And, you know, I probably know 5 people now, I think, with you, you know, and listen, I'm doing the show from home because,
yeah.
Last Tuesday, my wife got COVID, and she just had a little sore throat, and we were ready to go on a trip. And we said, well, just listen, go get a test, because we're going to have to get a test to go to Jamaica anyway. Just go make sure you're fine. And it came back positive, so you never know. Becky Lynn, do you feel like the vaccine that you're vaccinated, do you feel that the vaccine is working in your favor and you might have mild symptoms as we go here? Because that's what my wife
has. I think I'm going to be if it were just a cold or whatever, I would still be at home sick today. I can tell you that. I have that, we call it around our house, that swimmy feeling. It's kind of a body ache that you're just kind of, I call it out of body or something. I kind of have that going on, so I probably would still be sick, but I don't expect it to last all that long. I know your wife said she was sick about 3 days. I didn't start feeling anything until yesterday afternoon because, you know, I was at work yesterday. Yeah. About 3:30, I started getting a bit of a sore throat and feeling achy. And it just got worse. And then I scheduled a test and stopped on my way home last night. And bingo. So there you go.
Talking to our award-winning news person, Becky Lynn, who is going to be out for the next 10 days or so because she tested positive for the coronavirus. But you did have traveling companions, Becky. How is everybody else doing?
You know something? Nobody else seems to have a thing. My husband got tested last night as well. His came back negative. Son went and got a rapid last night. It was negative, and he said he was going to go get the longer one today, and then sent daughter over to get one. But nobody has had any symptoms. Everybody seems to be fine. It looks like I'm the only one. The one who wore her mask the whole time we were in Tennessee, I'm the one who got it. I don't know.
Do you kind of regret the trip to Tennessee because you guys had such a good time?
Or wearing your mask, because it sounds like that's the thing that caused it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, of course that didn't cause it, but I was trying to be so careful. I was the one that was always going, put your mask on, put your mask on. And who knows? Literally, I could have been anywhere. We went three different places. And I told you yesterday, Tennessee has a pretty low vaccination rate. And I was worried anyway. We did talk a couple of times about just canceling this trip. I said, I'm concerned, you know, but it had been planned for so long and we had so much already prepared. It was, and six people went and it was just so hard. So I said, let's just go because we may never get this rescheduled again. And this is the second time we've tried to schedule this trip. The first one was about 8 years ago and we didn't get to take the trip. So we went ahead and went, yes, I was concerned. And unfortunately, my fear did come true. There were millions of people. I mean, that's a little exaggerated, but it was just teeming with people everywhere we went in Tennessee.
Did it feel like people there, Becky, just like it didn't exist? I mean, was there any kind of like if somebody just showed up out of nowhere and had no idea what was going on, would they just think this is a normal time in like Nashville in Tennessee?
I would say yes. There were a few people wearing masks, maybe more than I even thought there would be. But I would say maybe a fourth or an eighth of the people were wearing masks. So, yeah, if you just showed up, you would mostly just look around and see people having a grand old time, drinking, laughing, dancing, going to a football game, shopping. And you just, you know, you didn't see that many masks. So, yeah, I think most people just think it was, you know, life as usual.
Hey, we want you to feel better. Rest up. We'll check in with you over the next 9 days or so. And, you know, we love you, and you're going to be fine. And we're just, you know, we heard the news last night, and we're just so sorry that you came down with it. But you're vaccinated. It's gonna carry you over, and you're going to be okay.
Yeah, I totally agree. I will say I've thought several times, you know, with my congestion and the coughing, if I weren't vaccinated, how much worse would this be? Because it's certainly – you know, doable. I'm just resting, taking normal allergy meds and that kind of thing, and I know I'm going to be fine.
All right,
Becky Lynn right there, who will be missing for the show for the next several days as she recovers from coronavirus. We'll talk to you soon, Becky.
Okay, have fun. Bye.
Man, it's the person that is filling in for me, and I don't know if I told Becky this earlier today when her and I were texting back and forth, Gatos. So right now, my producer is coming back from New York. My normal tech producer that's out there in Virginia does my national show. He's actually headed to New York for the next couple days. And the person that's filling in right now, her name is Valen. She's 23. Her and like eight of her friends went to Tennessee this past weekend. And they were there for a couple days, and I think to watch the football game, actually. And three of her friends tested positive for it. It's crazy. And they're all vaccinated, too. She says, look, all of us are vaccinated. She goes, oddly enough, though, I'm the only one who had it and then got vaccinated. And they're saying that is the magic bullet right now.
That's it.
Is if you've had the virus and you've been vaccinated,
you're good.
You are really good to go.
Really good.
Yeah,
but it also proves that, you know, the vaccine works, even though a breakthrough case happens. You know, as Becky just said, she'd feel a lot worse if she wasn't vaccinated.
Well, the shot absolutely, you know, mitigates the serious damage. But the reality is, if you'd probably go one-to-one and they're looking at this, that's if you caught the OG original and you have been vaccinated, it shows you how strong natural antibodies are. It's just it is crazy. Okay. Coming up on the fine program here, 20 years since we were hit on 9/11. 20 years. Think about that. Is that just crazy? After all that's been said and done, it's been lauded. Is he, in many cases, the winner out of this? We will discuss this straight ahead. It's Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
A mashup of news, information, and entertainment. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
So, 20 years, almost to the day that 9/11 happened. And when many people found out what the base was, Al-Qaeda, and who a guy called Osama bin Laden were, some people who followed geopolitical politics maybe knew, but the average human being had no idea who this tall, lanky man was. And eventually we got him 10 years after the fact. But the reality is Michael Moore posed a very interesting question. In the end, did bin Laden win? Well, if you look at what's gone on in Afghanistan, if you look at the fact that terrorism is still thriving, there is a case to be made that he
it was a push rather than a loss. He lost his life, but did they gain more out of it and turn him into a martyr?
Well, I think you got to look at who has died.
Yeah.
Everyone in Afghanistan, the Iraq War, people in the building on 9/11 and at the Pentagon, people that were on the planes, then, you know, the firefighters who died after 9/11 from all the stuff that they inhaled. Bin Laden took a lot of people with him.
Yeah, he did. He did. And it is very interesting when you look at it, when you really break it down like that. All right, we got an expansion coming up, and, of course, more of our fun selves. Gators and Chad Show.